The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this one from Better Homes and Gardens, referencing their 100th anniversary. It's a throwback piece. Do more with less has been one of our guiding principles over the last century. Let's take it to heart this Earth Day. All right, and they're showing a cover of Better Homes and Gardens from April 1959, and it says, Trees by the Numbers, 1923. Surely we should try to replace what we have used. Let us plant more trees this spring. They are more expressive of American ideals than the eagle that adorns our crest. 1927, mark family births, deaths, or big events by planting a new tree. It will deepen the family's love for home surroundings, we said then. No yard? Gift trees to national forests through thetreesremember.com. That's the thetreesremember.com. 1989, it's better to plant a tree than to curse the smog. Okay, another little one, a slight mistake. Three little children across the way were hard at work on Arbor Day. Their spade was sharp and the soil was fine. The tree was a dear little baby pine. But it never will grow, for oh dear me, they have planted the top where the roots ought to be. And there's a little graphic here showing an upside down little tree. Backstory, we printed the sheet music for this little ditty in 1927. Bust it out for your Arbor Day sing-along this April 22nd. Go solar. The expression means something different now than when we ran this solar house in 1947. But the passive solar design by David Barrow holds up. The secret is comfort, lies not in the amount of glass, but in how well the summer sun is kept off of it. Roof overhangs do the job. They shade the glass from mid-spring to mid-fall. During the cold months, the sun angles in under the overhang and helps the heating plant do its job less expensively. Want to go solar in 23? Start at energysage.com, energysage.com. You put in your zip code and get custom quotes and comparisons of pre-screened solar installers. Options for renters are available, too. And under the subheading Make It Work, World War II rationing required extra smart strategies at home. Let that make-do spirit inspire earth-friendly projects of your own. 1941. What's the sense of putting up with faded, discolored linens? How about a dyeing spree your next dull afternoon? When we suggested dyeing natural silks, cotton, and wools. Update, look for dyes formulated for nearly any synthetic material, even rubber shoe soles. Our pick, dye more at ritdye.com, RITDYE.com. 1943, if a piece of cheese grows hard, I grate it and store it. It's delicious, sprinkled over salad or spaghetti. Update, try a fromage fort. Blend to a creamy spread, 8 ounces grated cheese, 2 tablespoons butter, 4 tablespoons vermouth, and garlic and herbs to taste. And in 1944, many an extra toaster and waffle iron are gathering dust. Why not arrange for your PTA or corner store to install a bulletin board for listing availables in your neighborhood? Update, download the Buy Nothing app, BUYNOTHING, and join your local group to post gifts and asks. From Good Housekeeping, April's Book of the Month is by Jeanette Walls, W-A-L-L-S, and it's called Hang the Moon. Born at the turn of the 20th century, Sally Kincaid is determined to live up to the towering image of her father, Duke Kincaid. But when she's just 8, a horrible accident gets her sent to stay with her aunt. When she returns to her father's house 9 years later, she finds scandal and secrets waiting for her. As she steps into her own life and out of her father's shadow, Sally has to decide what kind of person she's going to be and whether she'll follow in her father's lawless footsteps or blaze her own righteous path. You'll fall in love with Sally on the very first page and keep rooting for her all the way through to the last. From Real Simple, this again is Earth Day themed, how to do things. Things cooks know, green up your kitchen. Try these easy ways to make your cooking routine more sustainable. And as a bonus, you'll probably save money. First, maximize oven use. Those 10 minutes when the oven preheats is the perfect time to toast nuts or dry breadcrumbs, says Laura Fenton, a sustainability expert in New York City and the author of The Little Book of Living Small, her last name F-E-N-T-O-N. If you're planning a big baking afternoon, try to time things so you can use both oven racks at once. And if you have a toaster oven that'll do the job, use that instead of your big oven, especially if your oven runs on gas. The smaller appliance requires less energy, and since it's electric, it could help lower your carbon footprint. The electric grid is partly powered by renewable energy in some areas of the U.S. Cook like you're on Chopped. Let the contents of your refrigerator and pantry dictate what you cook, says Anne-Marie Bonneau, creator of the blog Zero Waste Chef. I'll spell her last name, B-O-N-N-E-A-U, and author of the cookbook of the same name, Zero Waste Chef. More often than not, you'll have everything you need to make a meal. Cooking this way is like appearing on the show Chopped, but without a timer, critical judges, or heartbreak. To help jumpstart your creative process, get a copy of The Everlasting Meal Cookbook by Tamer Alder, A-L-D-E-R, with more than 500 pages of A to Z leftovers inspiration. It includes easy ideas for even the most specific bits and bobs, like shrimp shells, forgotten tater tots, broccoli stems, and languishing brie. Next, ignore most expiration dates. Dana Gunders, executive director of ReFed, a nonprofit that's working to reduce food waste, describes our country's patchwork system of sell-by, best-by, and other dates as downright confusing. Those dates typically refer to food quality, not safety. And there are a few consistent standards which can lead many people to discard food that's safe and good to eat. So think twice before tossing something just because it's past the date on the package. The exception, Gunders says, is use-by dates, which can be a safety notice. Assuming refrigerated food has been handled properly, meaning never left at room temperature for more than 2 hours, your senses are the best guide to what's safe to eat. If the milk smells sour once poured into your glass, if fuzz is growing inside the jar of salsa, or if the meat feels a little slimy, that's your cue to toss it. Save your scraps for someone else to compost. Keeping food out of the trash does a heap of good for the earth. The EPA estimates that food scraps take up about a quarter of our landfill space. And when they decompose, the harmful greenhouse gas methane is released. Even if you don't have the space or gumption to maintain a backyard compost pile, you can save scraps in a countertop bin or in a container in the freezer for someone else to turn into compost. Do an internet search for food waste pickup service and your zip code to see if your municipality collects scraps or if there's a local service you can hire. Replace single-use plastic without buying anything new. We love stasher bags for storing leftovers, reusable totes for grocery shopping, cloth produce bags for holding fruits and vegetables, and beeswrap for covering bowls and protecting items like lemon halves. Don't own any of these things? You don't have to shop to cut down on single-use plastic. Bono grabs plates instead of plastic wrap. I cover bowls in the fridge with plates and even store halves of onions, grapefruit, melons, and so on cut side down on a plate. You can also repurpose plastic bread bags as produce bags and save glass jars to store leftovers in. And our last subheading, hide your paper towels. Breaking a lifelong paper towel habit isn't easy. Rather than going cold turkey, make the towels a little less appealing. Start by switching to a version made from recycled paper. This kind tends not to be as thick or absorbent as classic kinds, so you may find yourself reaching for something else instead. Also consider placing the roll in an out-of-sight spot, like the pantry. As you cut back on paper towels, lean into Swedish dishcloths, which are like a cross between sponges and paper towels. They're washable, reusable, and compostable. From Woman's Day, fun with fresh flowers. Couple of ideas here for your springtime decorating. First, a can-do attitude. Fill a bright watering can with water. They used a dollar store one, I believe. Then flowers. Loop wire around the handle and hang from a nail on a door or fence. Putting the fun in funnel. Cut a piece of floral foam to fit the inside of a funnel. Then dampen and place in a resealable plastic bag, open at the top. Place in the funnel. Drill a small hole in the top back of the funnel and loop wire through to create a hanger. Place your flowers in the floral foam in the funnel. Hang from a nail. Very cute looking too. And basket of goodies. Line a basket, and this is where you get creative and choose your own basket, any shape or size, with brown craft paper. Cut a piece of floral foam to fit, then dampen it, and place in a resealable plastic bag. Place the bag open side up in the basket and fill with flowers. Hang the handle from a nail. From Good Housekeeping, green light. If you're looking for simple ways to help the environment this Earth Day, these easy, eco-friendly lifestyle changes are perfect for families. First, plant a garden. It's never been easier or more fun to grow your own veggies. Plus, developing your green thumb can save you money and reduce food waste. Even something as simple as an herb garden on your windowsill is a great start. Bringing greenery into your home can help regulate the temperature through the moisture the plants will release into the air. This also helps reduce the amount of energy required to heat and cool your home. Next, shop secondhand. It's new to you. Instead of just new, it's new to you. Buying used items, from clothes to toys to equipment, can reduce waste. From packaging materials and how much you spend. Kids' clothing is a smart secondhand buy, especially since younger ones grow out of things so quickly. Some items in secondhand stores have barely been used. Shopping this way is good for the planet as it keeps clothing out of landfills. Landfills received 11.3 million tons of textiles in 2018. And do a zero waste challenge. Try to minimize your waste production for a month. It will help your family realize how much they throw away and see how they can either recycle or turn to reusable materials. To get you started, go to goingzerowaste.com, GOINGZEROWASTE.com. It offers a month-long program with a different zero waste task for every day. Even if you don't complete all 31 projects, you might walk away with new habits you can keep up after the month is done. We don't need a handful of people doing zero waste perfectly, says Anne-Marie Bonneau of Zero Waste Chef. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly. From Real Simple, in your words, what recent changes have you made to live more sustainably? And this is a bunch of readers who have written in with their answers. We've been going vegetarian 4 days a week. It's so fun trying new recipes and seeing how satisfying meatless meals can be. Shampoo bars, no more plastic bottles. Feels so good. My partner and I took a vacation without a car. We brought our bicycles onto the train and rode or walked everywhere for 4 days. Next, ditching paper towels. I got $15 worth of cloth towels from the dollar store and put them in a cute basket on my counter. I only use the paper stuff for oily spills. I've had the same roll under my sink for 8 months. I started saving all my vegetable scraps in a freezer bag. Once it's full, I make veggie broth. When I'm waiting for my shower to heat up, I capture the water in a bucket. Then I use it to water my outdoor plants. I bought reusable BPA-free plastic plates and cups for get-togethers. Everyone wonders why I don't use paper, but after living near a landfill, I'm more aware of the trash I create. Another, I rent clothing instead of buying. It keeps me from falling into the fast fashion trap and buying stuff I'll never wear. Washing and reusing zip-top bags. It's hard to dry them completely, but I get a few uses out of each one. I share a weekly compost bucket with two neighbors. We're all singles, and one bucket is more than enough for all of us. I absolutely love it. I buy secondhand clothing, housewares, and furnishings. I've never loved my closet or home more. Beautiful, simple, and sustainable. And last, I put a set of travel utensils in all my bags, and I add a note to every takeout order saying, "No utensils, please." Oh, it's not the last one. I pick up foam packaging around my neighborhood to take to a local company that accepts it. It starts conversations about environmental issues. I stopped buying fast fashion and started becoming more intentional about what I purchase. Another, I use baby washcloths as napkins. They're super soft and absorbent, and they can be washed and reused many times. And now the last one, I have really gotten serious about turning off the lights. If the room is empty, turn off the light. Also, every lamp now has an LED bulb. From Real Simple, Spring's Sleeper Hits. And they have four options here. Deep Rest Eye Mask. It's molded cups, kind of like a bra, provide ergonomic comfort as well as restful darkness. It's $22 at NidraGoods.com, NIDRAGOODS.com. The Happy Light Full Size. This adjustable UV-free light has the recommended level of 10,000 lux and tilts to meet your face. This is recommended for people with winter depression. $60 at Verilux.com, Verilux.com. Ocean Plastics Earplugs. Soft and comfy, these reusable plugs made from plastic trash pulled from oceans are dreamy for you and the planet. They're available for $16.50 at HappyEarsEarplugs.com, HAPPY. EARSEARPLUGS.com. And the Honeywell HPA 100 HEPA air purifier quietly captures 99.7% of particles from dirt, pollen, smoke, and other bad guys. It's available on Amazon for $87. From Good Housekeeping, Spring Greens, plant a windowsill garden. Salute the season with a sunny display of fresh herbs and leafy plants. Skip the matching pots and use a variety of vessels, from mugs and pitchers to small flower pots, all in the same color. We love the crisp look of white porcelain. Fill halfway with potting soil, add plants, and top with more soil. Cilantro, parsley, escarole, and oak leaf lettuce are great picks. And also from Good Housekeeping, in season is broccoli this month. Think Beyond Crudités. Cooking this cruciferous veggie at high heat brings out its natural sweetness. Here are our Test Kitchen's favorite ways to enjoy it. And there are three easy recipes. First, warm broccoli salad. In a jar, shake 2 tablespoons each tart cherry juice and olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Heat large grill pan on high In a medium bowl, toss 14 ounces of broccoli florets with half tablespoon oil and a half teaspoon salt. Grill, turning occasionally until slightly charred, 3 minutes. Return to the bowl. Toss with 3 tablespoons salted roasted cashews, which have been chopped, 2 tablespoons each dried cherries and mint leaves, torn, and 3 tablespoons of the dressing. Top with grated pecorino romano. Next, pesto broccoli steaks. Heat oven to 425. In a mini food processor, process 1/2 cup basil, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 2 tablespoons each lemon juice and walnuts, toasted and chopped, 1 small clove garlic and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt until chunky. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in large cast iron skillet on medium high. Cook 2 broccoli crowns halved laterally, cut sides down until golden brown, 5 minutes. Flip. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and roast in the oven until just tender, 20 minutes. Top with the pesto and 2 tablespoons each panko, toasted, and Parmesan. And green grilled cheese. Heat oven to 450. On baking sheet, toss 8 ounces of broccoli florets, half tablespoon oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Roast. Tossing with 1 clove garlic grated and 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest 2/3 of the way through until golden brown, 15 minutes. Sandwich with 3/4 cup of Gruyere coarsely grated, 1 scallion sliced, and 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard between 4 slices sourdough bread with the outsides buttered. Cook in medium skillet on medium, flipping once until cheese melts and bread is golden brown, 8 minutes. From Woman's Day, grilled asparagus with beans and tahini. Active time is 25 minutes. Total time also 25, and it serves 8. We need 1/4 cup of tahini, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon pure maple syrup, kosher salt and pepper, 1.5 pounds of asparagus trimmed, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1/2 cup frozen shelled edamame thawed, they're the ones that look like lima beans, and 1 shallot finely sliced. In a bowl, whisk tahini, vinegar, maple syrup, 2 tablespoons water, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. If needed, whisk in water 1 tablespoon at a time until creamy. Set aside. Heat cast iron grill pan or cast iron skillet on medium high. On rimmed baking sheet, toss asparagus with 1 tablespoon oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook in batches if necessary, turning occasionally until charred and tender, 5 to 8 minutes for thinner asparagus, 8 to 10 for thicker. Transfer to a platter with edamame. Heat remaining tablespoon oil in a small skillet on medium high. Cook shallot, stirring occasionally until crispy, 3 minutes. Drizzle tahini sauce over platter and scatter with fried shallots. Serve warm or at room temp. And they have a little Woman's Day test kitchen tip. If serving at room temperature, assemble this up to an hour ahead. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, tuna, chickpea, and cherry tomato salad. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 1 6-ounce jar tuna in olive oil, 1 15-ounce can chickpeas drained and rinsed, 1.5 cups cherry tomatoes, about 10 ounces, cut in half, 6 ounces feta cheese, crumbled, about 3/4 cup, 1/2 cup green olives, pitted and roughly chopped, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 cup pita chips, broken into 1-inch pieces, quarter cup chopped fresh parsley, optional, and 1 5-ounce container of baby arugula. Drain tuna, reserving the oil. Flake tuna into 3/4-inch pieces. Place in a large bowl and add chickpeas, tomatoes, cheese, olives, salt, and pepper. Toss gently to combine. Pour reserved oil from tuna through a fine mesh strainer into a medium bowl. Whisk in lemon juice until bright yellow and emulsified, about a minute. Drizzle over the tuna mixture. Stir to combine. Gently stir in the pita chips and, if using, parsley. Serve over the arugula. Actually looks very pretty and healthy to boot. Also, another one from Real Simple, salsa verde chicken tacos. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 4. It's quick cooking, make ahead, gluten-free, and family-friendly. We need 1 1/4 pound boneless, skinless chicken thighs, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 16-ounce jar salsa verde, 12 6-inch corn tortillas, 1 medium avocado sliced, 1/2 cup finely chopped red onion, 1/2 cup coarsely chopped fresh cilantro, 2 ounces cajia cheese crumbled, about 1/2 cup cotija cheese, and lime wedges for serving, and that's optional. Sprinkle chicken with salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large pot or Dutch oven over medium until shimmering. Add chicken. Cook until golden brown, about 3 minutes per side. Add salsa verde. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cook partially covered, stirring occasionally, and flipping chicken halfway through until a thermometer inserted in the thickest part of chicken thigh reads 165 degrees, 6 to 8 minutes. Remove from heat and let cool for 5 minutes. Transfer chicken to a large bowl and shred with 2 forks. Return chicken to the pot and toss with salsa verde until well coated. Warm tortillas in the microwave over a gas flame on the stove or in a dry skillet. Top tortillas with chicken, avocado, onion, cilantro, and cheese. Serve with lime wedges if desired. Also from Real Simple, up with upcycled groceries. Uneaten food tossed from homes, grocery stores, and restaurants is the single largest category of trash in our landfills. That means wasted resources, nourishment, and money, in addition to more greenhouse gases. While we can all do our part at home, manufacturers are helping out too. More and more packaged goods companies are repurposing ingredients that would otherwise be discarded. Check your grocery store for products that tout upcycling practices on the label. A few of our favorites: Barnana Chewy Bites, sweet energy ball-like treats made from overripe and imperfect bananas. Blue Circle Foods, salmon burgers made with pieces that are too small to be sold as fillets. And Do Good Chicken, cage-free birds that are given feed made from surplus groceries. Just don't forget your reusable totes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. The content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.